swing state. According to the new numbers from the Wall Street Journal, Trump leads Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania by figures that are all within the poll's margin of error. In Wisconsin, the survey shows the two candidates tied at 46% each. The poll also finds negative perceptions about the economy remain a problem for Biden. 63% of swing state voters say the U.S. economy overall is not so good or poor condition, while 36% say it's in excellent or good condition. Neck and neck.
Look, I want to point out these numbers. Look at this. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin, I'm surprised they didn't put Wisconsin at the top. Right? Maybe did they do this in alphabetical order? Is the reason why it's like that? I'm surprised they still didn't put it at the top, showing, you know, just to push the narrative there. But President Trump is leading. And I'm willing to bet that these numbers are not accurate. I'm willing to bet these numbers are higher for President Trump and lower for Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm willing to bet that.
And even for this poll, well, at this point in the race, that's actually a really good percentage for Trump. I mean, Arizona, it's 5 points.
Yes.
Right? In North Carolina, it's, 6 points? Wow. Nevada, 4 points. In Pennsylvania, 3 points, which typically is Democrat. Wisconsin, they're saying a lot of that has to do with the Muslims unhappy with what's happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip. You know, so they did those undecided voters.
Yeah, undecided.
There's a certain name for them.
They call them.
Yeah, what did they call them? I can't remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. But anyways, those are great numbers at this point.
Non-committed, right? So that's what that is about. But let me share this one with you. Split screen. This is Jill Biden on CBS Morning, and they're telling Jill Biden that Joe Biden is down in all of the battle states. He's down in all of them. Not some of them, not a few of them, but all of them. So she being who she is, married to Joe Biden, she's a pretty good liar. She's going to lie on national television trying to convince everybody that Joe Biden is either in the lead or is just tied. Now, we just showed you where they were saying how Joe Biden is not leading anywhere.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right.
Really? I mean, so you mean to tell me there's people out there right now that don't realize what their choices are?
Right. I mean, both of these people are presidents. She acts like, oh, these are just like surprising people. You still got to know them. Need to get to know them. No, we don't. It's pretty clear who these people are.
Yeah, it's absolutely clear. Like, again, no one knows. When people come to, and when they come to realize that there's only two choices, you know what? There are two choices. There's a choice of Joe Biden in the current situation that we see, where the country is going downhill on self-destruction, or the other choice to go back to when America was great. That was under President Trump. And when you notice a lot of these people said, well, tell us when America was great. When they say that to me now, I just tell them when Trump was in office. No, it wasn't. And they always bring up what happened during the end of his first term because of the COVID. And then I asked them a question. Well, why did Nancy Pelosi go to China again? Do you remember that?
China.
Why did she go there?
Before COVID hit.
Right before COVID hit. Her and some other predominant Democrats went to China, but they don't want to release those records.
China.
Why is that?
Crooked Joe Biden.
Oh, that's why. Because they wanted crooked Joe Biden to be in office. And that's why. Listen to this. This is another one where they're just blatantly lying to the American people and trying to get everyone to believe that President Trump is bad, Joe Biden is good. What in the world? When President Trump was in office, the Democrats had this whole movement about disarming and defunding the police department. You remember that? Now they're saying that President Trump was the one doing that. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, this campaign is going to campaign every single day on the truth. And as you pointed out, the truth is that violent crime skyrocketed under Donald Trump's presidency.
You know why it skyrocketed? Because of George Floyd. You remember the Summer of Love? The Democrats, Kamala Harris saying, go out there. If you get caught, we'll bail you out. You even had Don Sourpuss Lemon when he was on CNN saying that this is the only way that they can express themselves. They have to do what they're doing out there. All of them were encouraging these people to be out there, be violent. And it was political violence. And they only used George Floyd's name. But the violence compared to then, even Summer of Love, it is 10 times worse today. And they're importing the people. They're flying them into the country to be violent towards Americans. No illegal immigrants were beating down police officers on camera and then released when President Trump was in office. This dude is lying. Listen to what he says about the police department.
Crime has fallen under Joe Biden's presidency. Not only did crime skyrocket, but Donald Trump, again, is the one who was talking about defunding law enforcement every single day out in the stump. So we're going to make sure that the American people understand that. They understand the facts of the record, and they understand what the two candidates are actually saying about solving the issue.
I mean, really? He actually said that President Trump was talking about defunding the police department? Wait a minute. President Trump shows up in New York, shows his respect. He basically pays off the mortgage for the fallen police officer's family. Sounds like he's funding them instead of defunding them. But according to these evil people on the left, they want everyone to believe that it's being, that he wants to defund them. See, this is, and then you're going to get a lot of these stupid people on the left. And they're going to regurgitate the same thing, trying to say that President Trump is the one defunding him. Can I get y'all to do me a favor? Can I get you to do me a favor? Can I get you to go to MyPillow.com? Because right now, Mother's Day is coming up. Right, Shannon? Mother's Day is getting ready to come up. And then Father's Day. And right now, they still have the $25 extravaganza going on.
Yeah.
It's still happening right now, but you have to use promo code WILL. You have to use promo code WILL to get the greatest deals on MyPillow.com. You have to use promo code WILL. Any time of the day, no matter what, next week, next year, just make sure you use promo code WILL, and you will always get the best deals. You understand? And just think about it. It's like really unheard of. With everything that they've been doing to Mike Lindell, he is still making everything that he's putting out very affordable. That's really amazing. But you have to use promo code WILL. You have to use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.